Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio describe theatre reviews. Hello Vidar and welcome back to Connect Radio.
Good to be talking with you again, Toby. Hi.
Hi Vidar. This week we have a musical version of the reinvention of that Irish classic Playboy of the Western World, with the world premiere musical production of the Playboy of the West Indies at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. So Vidar, did it feel like the Caribbean at the Rep in this witty, vibrant and joyful new musical version of the Playboy of the West Indies?
Do you know, Toby, I think I did feel as if I was in the West Indies, courtesy of what is indeed a very vibrant, colourful, upbeat production. It did help as well that going to the Rep on the day I went to see this audio describe performance, it was sunny, it was hot, so that obviously sort of added to the whole ambiance. But yeah, it was a good production, very professional. I enjoyed the music as well. Wasn't quite sure what to expect. I'd heard of the original classic that you referred to in your introduction, but didn't really know anything about this new version, if you like, of the Playboy of the West Indies. And I was very much taken with it, and it was enhanced, as you might imagine, by the audio description, which for me is a big plus when you're enjoying live theatre, or indeed anything else, which is visual television or cinema. In the context of live theatre, which we tend to talk about, it always is the icing on the cake. And Julia Grundy normally does the Rep's productions with Carolyn Smith. Julia was working on something else, so Carolyn was there, along with Jonathan Nash, who regular listeners will know is somebody who does a lot of audio description across the country, and like Carolyn, like Julia, is very professional. And you could tell that they were enjoying it, and I always think that's an added bonus when you're enjoying a show, and you can tell that the describers are entering into it and, you know, getting as much out of it as you are. So, and they told me afterwards, interesting point, they should have done a dry run the previous evening, but that particular performance was cancelled. So in fact, the actual show was in fact their rehearsal as well, as it were. So, and the key thing is, and I think this marks out the professionalism of the describers, I would never have known they hadn't done a rehearsal actually. So all credit to them, came over loud and clear, came over very professionally, all the timings seemed to work, and it added to my enjoyment without a doubt.
I suppose that's something which maybe listeners don't really know about, that the describers do a dry run normally of their audio description, a little bit, in a way, a bit like going to a review or preview of a show. So they do have that opportunity to test their description, to make sure their timing is right. And I suppose some people may not know that there's quite a lot involved in putting on an audio describe performance.
I think you're right, Toby, and I think because on the night, if they are good, and most of the people who do the audio descriptions that I tune into do a fantastic job and are very professional, very skilled at it, in a way they make it seem effortless, but the amount of work that goes into preparing for it, seeing the show in the first instance, writing a script for your audio description, then, you know, making sure that that script doesn't sort of clash with either dialogue on stage or lyrics if it's a musical or an opera or whatever. And then, as you say, having a go for real, as it were, during a dry run of, you know, and trying it out on an actual performance, all of that takes time, takes a lot of commitment and a lot of dedication. And I suppose it's a real tribute to all of those who on the night make it just seem, as I said, effortless, that they go to so much trouble. So worth perhaps sharing that with everybody, because it doesn't just happen.
And did the description of Playboy of the West Indies, did that description bring the comedy and the sunshine of the Caribbean to life for you, Vidar?
It certainly did, and the commentary was cleverly woven in around the music, around the actual on-stage action, etc. There were the pre-show notes as well, Toby, which is worth flagging up, a little bit about the costumes, the cast, the set, and gives you, if you know nothing about it, or even if you feel you do know something about a given play or performance, it gives you the context of that particular show or that particular interpretation of the work that you're seeing on the stage. And that's a great scene setter. It gives you a good context on which to hopefully then enjoy the actual audio description during the performance itself, which is given live. And yeah, you're very much part of the enjoyment. You can laugh when your fellow audience members laugh, if you choose to laugh, if you find something funny. Again, that's down to the skill and the expertise of the describers and their timing, etc. And certainly all of that worked perfectly yesterday. So it was a new discovery for me and something I knew nothing about, but something which I would recommend that people go and see.
And Vidar, did this uplifting celebration of life make you leave the rep with a wild smile on your face, humming the tunes and tapping your feet as you went?
I'm not sure about humming the tunes and tapping my feet, because I would need to hear them a little bit more. But I like the music very much, actually. And in all seriousness, it did make me feel, yeah, we came away, you know, I was with a friend of mine, and we came away genuinely having enjoyed it, having had no particular concept of what we were in for beforehand, which I think is good to go with an open mind. It's always harder when you go and see something that you've seen a lot in the past and different interpretations of different plays and things. This was a complete blank sheet in terms of a new canvas for me. And yeah, at the end of the two and three quarter hours in total, actually, that the play lasted, we came away feeling, feeling a good evening was had.
Well, hopefully Playboy of the West Indies might just make it to the West End someday soon for people to go and see. And as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Playboy of the West Indies at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you very much.